Pasuk Chav. Chochmos bachutz tarana, b'rochov v'ostiten kola. Chochmos ring outdoors, and its sound is projected onto the roads. Chochmos bachutz tarana, b'rochov v'ostiten kola. Lefisha arbaz ha-gazlonim ha-nizkarim la'el, kulam amru ne'erva nitzpina, they lie in ambush, they hide themselves. Aval ha-chokhma sheha Torah enochem, Torah doesn't have to hide. It doesn't have to resort to subterfuge. El bachutz tarona berochovas titen kola. Ve'en lehis yarei, ve'en lehis bayish bator. Those parts of Torah which are exoteric, which are intended to be exoteric, should be openly practiced, openly taught. And the person should never have any sense of busha in teaching Torah, speaking Torah, living Torah. The very first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Lo yizbayesh b'mnei b'nei odem ha-mal'igin ola b'avodas Hashem yizbarach. Even if, Rachmana Litzlan, there are people who scoff at him, who mock him for avodas Hashem, a person shouldn't be embarrassed and certainly not intimidated. What's the pshat? So simply, when are we embarrassed? When do we experience busha? We experience busha when there's a discrepancy between what we should be doing, what we should be saying, the way we should be acting, the way we should be speaking, and the way we are acting, the way we are speaking. When you have that discrepancy, so then a person is embarrassed. If I feel that I should know something and someone asks me and I don't know, so I feel embarrassed. If I get caught with my hand in the cookie jar and it's not supposed to be there, so then I feel embarrassed. So that's the source of busha. Torah is emes. That's why there can't be, there shouldn't be any sense of busha in living, in speaking divrei Torah, because by definition, a person is living, speaking divrei Torah. Again, that part of Torah which is supposed to be exoteric, which is supposed to be public, as the Gaon is going to continue to discuss, there's Torah Sanistar also. Even in a person's hanhogas, there are things that a person does which are amidas chasidus, which he should be looking to hide, not mitzad busha, but mitzad tznius. But those elements of Torah which are in terms of Talmud Torah, which are Nistar, those elements of Torah, which in terms of behavior advarim hashav lechol nefesh. There's no midas chasidus shebo. So then it's very, very important that a person never ever be ashamed. A person shouldn't be ashamed to look like a Jew, to be recognized by a Jew, as a Jew, wherever he goes. Wherever he goes, a person shouldn't be embarrassed to behave like a Jew. A person shouldn't be embarrassed to speak like a Jew. Because Torah is emes, so there's never any discrepancy. There's never any disparity. As long as a person is acting in a Torah-dic fashion, there's never any disparity between what he's doing, what he's saying, and what should be. But the chiddush of Ein Lizbayish B'Torah really goes further than that. If one looks at the context of this first Ramah, right? So before we just sort of lifted the line out of context, the Ramah here in Siman Aleph, V'lo yizbayish b'nei odom ha-mal'iganov b'avodas Hashem yizbarach. So the context of this Ramah is that it follows immediately after his opening quote from the Rambam in the Moreh about Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Samid. And the Ramah, again, quoting from the Rambam, says, Kol sheken kshayosim ha'odam alibo shahamelech ha'godol ha'kodesh baruch hu Hashem alocha la'oretz kevodo omed olav v'roa b'masav k'mo shenama misasa ish b'mistar v'anilo enunam Hashem. How much more so, right? We all feel a sense of restraint and reserve if we'd be b'moshav ha'melech, if we'd be in the palace of a king. That there would be a sense of COVID rosh, a sense of sobriety, of responsibility, a sense of reserve, restraint, a sense of having to measure one's words, to hold one's behavior to the most exacting of standards. So kol shekein, if a person realizes that shamelech hagadol hakadosh baruch hashem melech haaretz kevodo omed alav v'rav b'masav. Immediately, instantaneously, if only a person can maintain this focus of Shivisi Hashem, of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then miyad, it's an instantaneous, it's a natural reaction. Miyad yagia elav hayira v'ha'achno'a. A person who's aware of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sense of hachna, a sense of submissiveness, a sense of yira v'fachad, of fear and awe, and a sense of busha. A sense of busha. So busha is really a defining quality in one's persona. The sense of engendered by a sense, as it were, of inadequacy in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Ramah then continues, he says, but heyos, that the source for this defining essential quality of boshul mimenu, rachmanim baishanim gomle chasodim, the source of this is being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for that reason, it's the exact opposite, that when it comes to Torah, so then as the Gaon cites from here in the Bir Agra and Shulchan Aruch, from the mission of us, it's Havei Az Kanomer. Havei Az Kanomer. This Yesod has so many different applications in so many different contexts. Sometimes, Rav Noseinu Rabim, not only is a person who's following the dictates of Torah out of step with general society, sometimes he's even out of step with misguided Torah society. There are communities in which people are embarrassed to walk with a mask and to follow the health protocols. It's if we weren't aware of it, we wouldn't be able to believe such a thing. But Baba Noseinu HaRabim, that has been the case. That people are embarrassed. People are embarrassed to wear a mask. But that's also b'chlau. Whatever the context is, whatever the application is, that lo yizba ein lizbayish b'Torah. That there's no room for busha in speaking or implementing and carrying out the dictates of the Torah, and whether that means whether it means being out of step with general society, or whether it even means being out of step with parts of the Jewish community who, for whatever reason or reasons, are acting in a misguided fashion. The world also can be analyzed by dividing it into two that subdivide into four. So first of all, there's the sort of the city, the settled areas, and then there's the rest of the earth, which is beyond the cities, the residential areas. Shehen asodos v'hadrachim. U'b'chol echad of each of these two, ayaros v'hadam, yeshnaim. V'ayaros, you have the ha'ir atzma, and then you also have the shar ha'ir. Right? The gate to the city, the outer perimeter of the city. Shoshan, excuse me, Yoshvim Hashoftim Vazakenim. Kemochinam Hashoftim Hashotim Titan Lachobachal Sharecha, Balsi Vimta Hashtaira Elas Kenim. Vachain Kamapamim. Vahadama Shalifna Hayoros. Again, the rest of the earth, the non-residential areas, I don't mean non-residential, but commercial, right? Non-residential, but, you know, where you don't have, you know, the people living. What's sort of contiguous to the city itself, which is used as a marketplace, right? So they're sitting in such proximity to the Rechov. The source of Dinei Torah, the source of disputes, is when people are interacting, when people are doing business. No, you didn't pay me the full price. No, you overcharged, etc. Umasha rochok min ha'ir, and then not what's contiguous to the ear, but what's more further out of town, hu achutzos, the highways, which go from city to city. Ve'elu ashtayim shelifnei ha'ir, these two areas, both of which are out of the city. Hey manikram svatya uplatya. V'chena dibur nechlek l'shnayim. Speech also can be classified, categorized l'shnayim shehem arbor. Shehem kol v'dibur. Kol is sound. Dibur is speech. V'haynu. Mevachok ein shomim es hakol vakol havar levad. If you're distant enough, you don't even hear the actual sound, but you hear the echo. Ve'eno nikar hakol. V'zehu anikra rino. That's what rino refers to, the echo of the sound. U'bekarv tzas, when you get closer, nishma hakol. Then you hear the actual sound, not the echo, but avaladain eno nishma dibur klal, rak hakol. But you can't make out the chitoch hamilim. You can't hear the individual words. Like you hear sound, you hear that someone is speaking, but you're not close enough to be able to grasp the words. V'hadibur gam kei nechlek l'shrayim, v'hu dibur ukriya. V'hainu b'rochok tzas af sheshomim hadibur. When there's still some distance, you're on the first floor and you're yelling up to someone on a higher floor in the house. Mikol mokom en yochel ledaber, you can't really carry on a conversation that way. Rek korim sheyavo ala medaber. But you're calling. You call someone, you know, come here, please. The distance is too great to be able to carry on a conversation, but it's possible you can be heard. And the actual words are heard sufficiently to call the person. And then when the person comes closer, so then when two people are in such proximity to each other, then they can actually converse, they can actually talk. That's the pshat in our posuk and the next posuk as well. Shehachochmos bachutz. Those who are still quite distant from being able to understand Torah in its fullest depth, in its profundity, einam shomim rak harina. They hear the echo, uberachovos, when they're not out on the highway. Right? They're not out in the highway, but they're on the area which is in front of the city, which is contiguous. So then they hear more. Oz titen kola. So then they hear not the echo of the sound, but the actual sound. The next pasuk. Uberosh homios tikra befischei sha'arim bo'ir Amoreha Soma. Right. Homios is when you have commotion, right? When there's noise from activity, from bustling activity, commotion. So at the head of this commotion, meaning that's the marketplace, which is right outside the city, contiguous to the city, right outside the city. So tikra b'pischei sha'arim bo'ir. So then then one can call and one's words are heard, but again, but there's still too much of a distance to carry on a conversation. V'chashin niskare ve'leha oz tomar kol amoreha. Then one can speak. V'hainu sha'atora gam kei nechlekes l'shtayim shem arva. V'heim, pshat v'sod. B'chol echad, shnayim. And again, each of these two subdivide. B'sod, the hidden part of Torah, heim sodos atzmon v'remez. The hint to the sodos. Hu pesach hashar l'sodos. Right? When the Ramban gives us a remez al derech ha'emes, so it's a pesach to the sodos. Upshat him drash upshat, meaning the midrashei chazal are not they're not esoteric, but on the other hand they're not they're not what we can understand on our own just by the simple translation of a pasuk, say. V'zeu chachmos bachutz, la'osama umdem bachutz adayin, Right? The first exposure to Torah, the first level of Torah that a person is positioned to learn is the Pshat. V'zeh Torona, shezehu Rina da'oraisa, v'zeh she'amu chachameinu zal b'mokam Rina sham tahei tefila. Ki hoyu melamde tinoko shelohem b'vote chnesiyos. Interesting, right? A different pshat than Rashi has there in the Gemara in Brachos. That b'mokam Rina means where they're learning chumash. With the tinokel shel beis rabban learning chumash, kihayim, because the minig was kihayim alamda tinokel shalem bebotek nesios, kemevua bemidrash eicho b'shar mekomos. If you're using the Philip edition, so in footnote 114 he quotes the midrash eicho, sheshama yulamdim mina da'oraisa sham hatay tefila b'rechovos, shehu adrash. Again, what is the word? Again, we use rechov again for street, or the Gaon in this context has been using it. Rechov shel ir again means that area right outside the city with a marketplace, where you have the marketplace where all the commerce happens, but the word v'chov literally means wide, right? L'harchiv means to ata hirchev Hashem lanu farinu ba'aretz. It really means a wide area. B'v'chovos shehu adrash shemarchiv ha'halacha sham titen kola. So then Chazal, again, still the drashas Chazal in terms of, let's say, sifri, etc., it was still dealing, obviously, with the exoteric, the nigla dikka part of Torah, but Chazal brought in tremendously just what one is able to understand and learn and see within the nigla of Torah. Sham titein kola, b'rosh homios tikra b'pischei she'orim hu remez shu pesach hashar. Again, just as there's the Shar Ha'ir, which is the gateway to enter the city, so the Remez is the gateway to the Sodos HaTorah, is the gateway to the Nistor, the esoteric part of Torah. V'achakach bo'ir, shehu b'pnimios HaTorah, when you're inside the city, so that means a person is zocha to penetrate to the inner core of Torah. Oz Toma Lahem Kol Amareha V'Soda Seha. Okay, there's a lot to try to unpack in this, but maybe we'll stop here for now, and we'll Blined resume its Hashem at 12:30. Just a heads up, tomorrow morning its Hashem Blined, the 9 o'clock will be as usual. The regular shiur won't be regular time. Most likely Blined its Hashem will be earlier than usual. I'm not sure yet exactly what time, but more on that later. Okay, we will say have a very good morning, productive morning. Be well, be safe.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can I ask Rabbi a question?
Sure.
Rabbi, explain again how from the Busha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu one comes to not have Busha of the same the other one, and fully understand the connection.
Again, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Could you repeat, please?
Could Rabbi explain again how from having Gusha of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu one comes to not have Gusha of Nei Bnei Adam? I just didn't fully understand the connection.
Yeah, just that I'll give you a mashal. So let's say you're babysitting, and a baby is crying. Excuse me, you're babysitting. The baby is sleeping, so you keep quiet because you don't. So the parents asked you, when you babysit, do me a favor, please. Please try to keep quiet. The baby's a very light sleeper, Fine. Okay. So therefore, your mandate is to keep quiet. Let's say the baby wakes up. But if you'll soothe the baby, you'll sing the baby a lullaby or something, so then that will help the baby fall back asleep. So obviously it would be misplaced and overextending your mandate to say, no, well, the parents told me to be quiet. No, the whole reason they told you to be quiet was to help the baby sleep. Right now, you need to sing to the baby to make the baby sleep. The whole source of busha is being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is, on the contrary, having to cope with people who mock him for doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in that context, busha is misplaced. The whole reason that a person feels a sense of busha is, I'm mizbayish b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when it comes to doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, because someone else, for some reason, doesn't understand that's right, and for some reason is scoffing and mocking, so then how can you have a busha here? It's a whole, it's like keeping silent when the baby is crying.
And how does busha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lead to busha, to not having busha?
No, it's just saying that a person's modus vivendi should is dictated by being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ordinarily, it means to be quiet, still. It means yes to have a sense of busha. But when it's necessary to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not to have a sense of busha, so then a person has to be an askanami.